Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos Podcast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos Podcast, where tonight I'm actually not live on Twitch. I'm doing this a little bit of old school today, ladies and gentlemen, because today we're going to be going back to kind of our usual routine, or kind of like our older routine, and talking about two shows that are airing this year, in the spring 2022 season. Oh, also, as you all know, my name is Nick by now, and the two shows that we're going to be talking about are kind of hand-in-hand in a sense, but not really, because one of our girls is kind of useless in some sense, and the other three are pretty useful, but are lacking in one major category. But let's get to our first show that I want to talk about today, and that is the opening you just heard for Kono Healer Mendo Kusai, or Don't Hurt Me, My Healer. So, a little bit about Don't Hurt Me, My Healer. In a world where monster invasions are rampant and frequent, being an adventurer in a party is considered one of the most desirable jobs for the honor and fame it provides. Wanting to make a name for himself, a young human warrior named Alvin intends to start his career by completing a low-level request for a guild. While en route, Alvin is confronted by a magical bear and immediately finds himself in a pinch. As luck would have it, a dark elf healer named Carla approaches and asks if Alvin requires assistance. Being seemingly obvious to the situation before her eyes... Okay, that was a weirdly written sentence. Let me reread that. As luck would have it, a dark elf healer named Carla approaches and asks Alvin if Alvin requires assistance, being seemingly oblivious to the situation before her eyes. After a discussion, needlessly complicated by Carla's absurdly eccentric personality, Alvin somehow convinces her to help him. Unfortunately, instead of healing him, she accidentally casts a curse. If Alvin strays too far from her, he shall die. Despite being forced to accompany Carla until the curse is broken, Alvin remains steadfast in his ambition to become a full-fledged adventurer. With a partner by his side, the journey toward his goal may grow easier or harder, depending on Carla's whims. I think that's a super detailed synopsis for a show that's definitely not that serious, and for a show that should not have that much of a well-written synopsis, but whoever wrote it did a really good job in terms of using big words and shit. But yeah, Don't Hurt Me, My Healer. It is, the studio behind it is Studio Jumando, and Studio Jumando, outside of Studio Jumando did Oremo, the first season, and they did a lot of hentai, it seems like. Oh, they also did Yuri Yuri as well. There's a weird difference in anime that they did. About four of the shows, I think, are hentai, and their other shows are just regular anime. Actually, three of their shows they've done are hentai. And to be honest, shows ain't that bad. But that'll be for a different time and a different episode. But Studio Jumando, the animation's not bad. I enjoy the animation a lot. It's clean, it's easy, it's nice, and it's comfortable. The opening y'all just heard, I like the opening and ending a lot. Like, the opening kind of is like more of like a funny sort of thing, where it kind of depicts like the story itself, but like the opening like animation and shit is pretty good as well. It's definitely different because it shows like encounter, like, it'll be like encounter one, and it'll show like who they encounter, like, monster wise in episode one, and then episode two and three, and so on and so on and so on. And so they introduce all the characters, but they introduce their voice actors as well. So, for example, in episode one, the quote-unquote monster is a monster called Mostly Bear, or Kuma Omune, and it'll be like Kuma Omune PV Hiroshi Shirakuma, which I find that ironic that the voice actor's name is Hiroshi Shirakuma, and he's voicing a character known as Mostly Bear. Like, you just have to see this thing to, like, see what I'm talking about. But, like, it looks like a bear, but it has, like, a rhino's, like, horn nose. And that was my text message. And I usually shut off my text message before I go live. But I guess that's what I get for not actually going live and doing this on the whim. But, yeah, the voice acting cast is really, really good. They actually, for a show that, like, I feel like is not getting the proper publicity, it has a pretty good cast. Mainly the side characters, like, you got Ayane Sakura's in it, Sayori Hayami, like I said, Takuya Sato's voice in Alvin. Agari Onishi seems to be new into the scene, and she's voicing Carla, but she does a really, really good job voicing Carla. And the cast honestly just keeps getting just keeps growing. Sayori Onishi, Sayori Goto. So it's an impressive amount of voice actors that they got for this show. And I think Kana is in it eventually, but I'm not 100% sure. But the voice acting is great. The characters, Carla's an interesting character, and Alvin is an interesting character. I can't really get too much into them before I talk about the story, but let's get into it then. So Carla's like this dark eared elf, and like that's the first thing that drew me to the attention of this anime is like dark elves, like literally top tier. But like you watch the first episode and she's like she's not dumb, but like she's what's the word I'm looking for? She's not she's like slapstick. Like this show is straight slapstick comedy where you have Carla, who's like your lead man. And then you have Alvin, who's like the fucking butt of all jokes. Right. So Alvin, like you see the show and it's like, all right, these two are going to go on an adventure. They're going to get strong together, blah, blah, blah. But Alvin is basically useless, like the entire series. And that's his shtick. And they kind of stick to that. And honestly, for me, like, it kind of works because they meet, like, all these different monsters, like, Mostly Bear, and the Mushroom, which they just gave a name to it recently, but I don't remember. They meet Medusa, who's, like, a snake woman. They meet Maria, who is a necromancer. So they meet all these, like, quote-unquote villains, but, like, when the villains meet them, they're like, oh, this guy is kind of, you know, not that good of an adventurer. Let's have him hang out with us and, you know, maybe we can like eat some biscuits and like drink some tea or some shit. And basically it's just, the show is just about Alvin and Carla, like just bickering back and forth with each other. But with like ridiculous things happening to them throughout the episode. In the beginning, like, it was kind of like, okay, like, I get it, like, it's slapsticky, but, like, you get 2 to 3 episodes in, and, like, they change shit, and, like, just Carla's, like, voice act, like, not, like, it's weird, like, the writing for Carla is very interesting, like, to the point where, like, the subtitles will be, like, I'm very sorry, like, very ooh-ooh-ish, like, the show's very ooh-ooh-ish at time, but, like, you see it as like VE, like WWY, and then SOWWY. So like very sorry. But like when Carla says it, she's like, Gominnesori. And I'm like, yo, that shit is fucking gold, dude. Like, that is fucking pure comedy. So, like, they change in, like, the Japanese words, like, into English, like, halfway. So fucking funny. And just their, like, bickering back and forth is, like, really, really funny as well. Definitely. And I know comedy is, like, objectified, which is fair, because there's another show that's airing this season. My vocabulary today, ladies and gentlemen, is honestly not that good. But there's another show that's airing this season that is getting praised for a good comedy, and I just don't find it funny at all. And then there's Don't Hurt Me, My Healer, which I'm actually enjoying it thoroughly. And I find it to be very, very funny. And it's just getting so much flack right now. It's actually very unfortunate. Right now, Don't Hurt Me, My Healer on my anime list has a 5.65 average score. And I just find that to be, like, unbelievable. Honestly, like, unbelievable. And I know, like I said, like, I know, like, comedy is, you know, it's like, you know, it differentiates from person to person, but there's no way that this show should have at least below a 6.6 on my anime list. Like, I get it. It's not a perfect show and there are some flaws to it, right? But in terms of a comedy, like, I honestly think it's pretty damn good. It differentiates from most other comedies out there. To the point, like Fruit of Evolution is kind of the same way, where it kind of knows that it's a comedy anime and it's taking the comedy route and it's okay with being a comedy anime. And that's what it is. This is a straight comedy anime. And I have it, like, honestly, I have it, like I said, anything below a 6.6, I think, is asinine. I have it at, like, a 6.7 right now, depending on how it finishes. But every episode so far has, you know, made me fucking laugh. Not, like, belly-busting laugh, but, like, enough to, like, make me, like, man, like, this is pretty funny. I'm enjoying this thoroughly. But, yeah, definitely check out Don't Hurt Me, My Healer, now airing Sundays on Crunchyroll, and you can get a Crunchyroll subscription. You can, if you haven't had a Crunchyroll subscription yet, you get 2 weeks for free, I think, if it's your first time signing up. So definitely check out Don't Hurt Me, My Healer, and yeah, give it a check out. Ladies and gentlemen, is the opening for the next song we are going to be talking about, and that is Healer Girl. So, a little bit about Healer Girl. Even though it should be Healer Girls, because there's three of them, technically four of them, in this show. Actually, there's a lot of healing girls in this show, but your three main ones are what we're going to be focusing on today. Even though, well, I'll get to that later, but... So, a little bit about Healer Girl. An established discipline on par with conventional medical approaches, vocal medicine, is the practice of using songs to treat health conditions and injuries. Young people around the world strive to master the art and become healers to help people through the power of their voice. Among the many healers in training is Kana Fuji, a naturally talented singer who was inspired to pursue the profession after a life-changing experience. Along with the driven Reimi Itsushiro and the easygoing Hibiki Morishima, Kana trains at Kurosuma Phoniatra Clinic under the stern yet kind mentorship of Rhea Kurosuma. As they endeavor to achieve their dreams, Kana and her friends meet various colorful healers along the way, discovering that there is much more to vocal medicine than just diligent studying. So, Healer Girl actually has pretty good animation. I will give it that credit. Studio 3HZ is doing it, and they're going to be doing Devil's a Part-Timer Season 2. They've done Sorrento Method, Black Fox, which was really good animated anime, short little OVA anime, Sword Art Online Alternative, featuring, P-Chan and, the guns, Gun Gale Online. And they did Princess Principal as well. So the animation for this show has been really, really fucking good. Especially one with, while yes, it is heavily musically focused, the visuals in this anime are very, very well done. Very bright, very colorful, and honestly, very fucking beautiful. Y'all heard the opening to start off this portion of the podcast, but I really like the opening a lot. I like the ending a lot more though, for some reason. It's just comforting. And I think the reason why I like the ending is because it focuses more on the teacher. And that's what I'm going to get into right now is the characters. You have Kana Fuji, who's your main, girl who's trying to be a singer and be a healer as well. You got Raimi Itsushita, who idolizes their sensei Rhea, and then you have Hibiki Morishima, who's kind of not the quiet girl, but the background girl that in terms of three set characters, she's the Hinata of the story, more or less. Even though she's a lot more outgoing, but you know what I mean, short hair, bob cut, you know the type. So, and then you have Rhea Kurosuma, who is the head doctor of the clinic that they work under. And then you have Shoko Nagisa, who's their receptionist. So let's get into the show. So during the first couple episodes when I was watching it, one thing that they were doing is when they were talking to each other, they were singing to each other. Right. So I was oh, cool. This is like a musical. And I dig it. I've never seen a music, an anime that was a musical ever. You know what I mean? It played itself as a musical. Let's say they're walking in the hallway, arguing about something. And it was yo, you bitch, you fucking stole my scalpel, blah, blah, blah. And they're singing to each other. I was okay. I'm in on this. It's a musical anime. They're conversing in song. They're conversing in sing song. Let's see where this goes. And it literally fucking goes nowhere. You have one episode where they're sing songing and then that's it. They don't do it anymore. So they had a great opportunity to differentiate from other fucking anime. Of all time, and they only come back to it every once in a while. So episode one, they're sing-songing with each other. Episode five, they might be sing-songing with each other, but they're not doing it every episode. So it went from potentially being something great and feeling like a musical to being these songs are good, but you could get these sorts of songs in an idol anime, you know what I mean? I get the whole healing aspect of being sung to, for the show, it could calm people's nerves down. They sing to a pregnant lady, when she's in labor to calm her down and give her a better blood flow and shit like that. So that's the kind of power that music has in this show. And that concept is cool, but they took out the one interesting thing that they had going for it in the sing-song musical aspect of the show. And then we get into, like, the actual, like, character development amongst the three girls and the character development amongst the sensei as well. So let's get into the character development of the three girls. You have your main character, Kana Fuji, who is, like, really dedicated. Like, she wants to do everything she can to help everybody out, which is admirable, but she's not allowed to use her healing powers unless it's in the clinic. So, of course, she uses them. She gets yelled at, blah, blah, blah. And then the chick, Raimi, has to, like, keep her in line because Raimi has, like, a fucking hard-on for, like, Rhea. Like, she's to the point where it's kind of fucking embarrassing to watch her. And, like, her character is very annoying because she's got, like, an unhealthy obsession with Rhea-sensei. And then Hibiki's kind of just, like, there as well. Like, I like Hibiki, but, like, she doesn't, like, do anything for me, like, emotionally or, like, I don't know. Like, she just has not done anything yet. Now, the next episode coming up, which is going to be airing on the 6th of June, seems to be Hibiki-focused, so my opinion on her might change. But as of right now, she's not doing anything for me. And just their three, like, development throughout the show, like, just has not been good. Like, they don't seem like friends. They've never once considered themselves friends or even co-workers in this entire anime. Like, they go to school. They go to different schools. But so, like, Kana has a festival. And, of course, in traditional anime fashion, the fucking rock band gets sick or calls out or has COVID, you know. And Kana and her quote-unquote friends have to fill in. So, like, they help her fill in, like, with the instruments and shit. And they're like, oh, well, who's going to sing? And fucking Raimi's like, fucking Raimi is just like, oh, why don't we just get Sensei to sing? And they were like, well, Kana, and, like, the one girl who was, like, outside of their friend group was like, oh, well, we were going to have Kana sing. And then Kana was like, no, like, you know, you're right. You know, we should get Rhea to sing. Like, that's what's for the best. And I'm like, and this was later on in the series too. And I'm like, where's, like, the development that, like, led up to this? Like, why would she say that when she knows, like, this is like, why would Raimi say that when she knows this is Kana's festival? You know what I mean? So they go get Rhea, right? And they're like, Rhea, you're going to perform. And she's like, no, I think Kana should perform. It's her festival. Like, let her do it. So, like, Sensei says that. And, like, you see, like, Raimi in the background, like, kind of, like, get a sense of relief. So she knows what she did was wrong, but, like, there's no follow-up to that. Like, there's no, like, hey, Kana, you know, I'm sorry, like, I should have, you know, like, everything leading up to that point should have been, like, yo, like, it's Kana, like, Kana has to sing the fucking song. But no, like, there's just zero development amongst these three as friends. Yeah, they'll go out to, like, fishing and shit, and, like, they'll call each other on the phone, but, like, Raimi is, like, the fucking cancer of these three because she only cares about one thing and one thing only, and that's Rhea-sensei. And it's honestly so played out now that it's dropping my likability of the show tremendously. There is only one, as of right now for me. Sorry, I had to burp. There was only one redeeming thing about this show, and it is Rhea-sensei. She's the most interesting character in this show, and she's barely fucking in it. She's barely fucking in it, and she's the most interesting character in this show. Her past, her present, her fucking pussycat, and she's just awesome. Like, for the little bit of time she's been in the show, she's just fucking awesome. If there was a spinoff show called, like, Old Healer Girl or, like, My Healer Girl or something that focused purely on Rhea-sensei, I think it would actually be a really, really good watch. I actually think it would be a really good watch to see where, like today, for example, the episode focused on Rhea wanting, like, she was in school to be a surgical doctor, but then she took a heavy interest in the sing-song aspect of being a doctor, and she took that path instead of the surgical path. Well, for me, someone who likes Rhea a lot, like, I want to see that. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see good progression, Not this fucking bullshit that I'm watching of these girls that don't even consider each other fucking friends. And, like, there's just no development between any of them. Like, none of them have grown. The only one who has grown is Kana. And she's barely grown. All she's done is learn from her mistakes. But that's, like, basic anime knowledge. You learn from your mistakes as you go deeper into the episodes. As your episodes go from 1 to 12 or 1 to 13, you're going to learn from your previous episodes. And that's just basic writing. But this is, like, below basic writing. It's bad writing. It's bad writing. When it comes to Rhea, it's basic writing. It's basic to good writing. But when it comes to the entirety of the show, it's bad. It's just a badly written show. It could have, like I said, it could have redeemed itself, right? It could have redeemed itself with being a musical. If it was a musical, it would be good. It would be a good show. But it's no different from an idol. It's no different from any other idol anime that's out there. It's honestly no different from any other idol anime out there. My anime list right now has it at a 6.94, and I honestly think that's well overrated. I think that's too high for this show. Honestly. I think a 6.2 is a fair score right now. It is a fine show, I'll give it that. But I just, like, it's just not, it's just, like, I guess it's just fine. Like, I wouldn't go out and recommend it to everybody. Like, go watch Healer Girl right now. Like, it's just a show that I've been on. And like I said, like, if it wasn't for Rhea Sensei, I probably would have dropped this show a long time ago. A long time ago. Because the spring season is stacked. So, there honestly was no reason for me to keep on the show outside of Rhea Sensei. So, if you want to watch Healer Girl, it's now airing every Monday on Crunchyroll.com. And that is it for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. I want to thank everybody who listened to this podcast again. We talked about Don't Hurt Me, My Healer, and why it actually is a very underrated comedy anime. And of course, we talked about Healer Girl and why it is slightly overrated and why it should have stuck to its musical, to be a musical anime instead of just being a regular generic sing-songy anime. So, again, I want everybody, I haven't done one of these in a while in regards to just putting it online, but if you are not subbed, just subscribe to any of the platforms that I'm on. I'm on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, etc. Anchor as well. We're on Anchor, Waifus and Weeaboos. Make sure to follow the socials, Waifus and Weeaboos on Facebook. Waifus, the letter N, Weeaboos on Twitter. That's where I post a lot of my shit, including seasonal stuff. Along on Tumblr as well, NJ Otaku on Tumblr. And make sure to follow me on twitch.tv/SoraSensei1, where if you hit exclamation Discord in the chat, you can join my Discord and you can know when new episodes of the podcast go live and when I go live on Twitch as well. And if you're looking for some of the coolest stickers, peekers, t-shirts, or anything along those lines, make sure you check out sukawai.com and use the promo code SoraSensei1 and get 5% off your entire order. I just got a whole bunch of peekers myself. I don't know where I'm going to put them. I'm going to put some on my car, but I think I'm going to put some on my computer desktop as well. Also want to give a shout out to the guys over at Geekscape.net. This will be on Geekscape.net as well. They just did a horror movie-thon on Twitch, so definitely want to check out those guys. Lot of great podcast shows over there, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of great podcast shows. Like I said, horror movie night. Great show. Let's go pull up some of them right now. See what kind of shows we got on there. I was on the video game show. I was on the Geekscape Games one a couple weeks ago. Where we talked about my Pokemon Ironmon run, and we talked about the state of Overwatch 2. We got the lot of really good shows. They were just at LA Expo. Jonathan just dropped the LA Expo one, where he talked to Giancarlo Esposito. The Femregard podcast. Great shows, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, definitely check it out. Xbox Game Passengers just did a Danganronpa Trigger Happy Havoc episode. Christmas 365. They did Mickey Mouse's Wonderful World of Winter. So, a lot of great shows on Geekscape, ladies and gentlemen. So, definitely check that out. Geekscape.net will be up there. You can find us there as well. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nick, as you all know by now. And again, make sure to follow the socials when you're going to go live on Twitch and when I drop a new episode of the podcast. And we will... by the way, I was going to drop an episode of the podcast featuring Anime Boston Review, but I didn't have enough interviews for it. So to the people, if you're listening to this, I apologize. Your interview will not be on the podcast. I was only able to get two interviews because a lot of people were moving around, and I get it. It's like COVID and shit like that. So again, my apologies. But I appreciate the time y'all took out to answer some of my questions. So again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nick, you all know by now, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.